Welcome to the weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. Between the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Bali, Indonesia, and the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony, global warming has been much in the news lately. So the oil industry should be feeling more heat. But instead, companies are backing away from renewable energy. BP is investing in oil extraction from Canada's tar sands, which is the dirtiest oil production in the world. It's 5 times more energy intensive than traditional oil extraction. Meanwhile, Shell is quietly selling off most of its solar energy business. A Shell spokesperson said the solar projects were not making enough profit for the company.
The Writers Guild of America strike continues, as does the studio owners' attempts to improve their public image. The studio owners' group hired 3 new PR consultants. One is an advisor to Republican California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The other 2, Mark Fabiani and Chris Lehane, are Democratic consultants. They've worked for former President Bill Clinton and Vice President Al Gore. Some of Fabiani and Lehane's other clients are upset by the news. A Los Angeles education workers union fired Lehane to express solidarity with the striking television and movie writers. Andy Stern of the Service Employees International Union said, quote, "By the end of the week, I believe Chris Lehane will have no union clients," end quote.
Before leaving her post as the U.S. government's PR czar, Karen Hughes unveiled one more short film designed to make the U.S. seem more likable. The 4-minute film, called I Am America, will be played in more than 200 U.S. embassies and consulates around the world. Here's what it sounds like.
I am America.
We are America.
Welcome to America.
The film was donated to the State Department by Business for Diplomatic Action, a group of industry leaders concerned that anti-American sentiment is bad for business. In October, Walt Disney donated a similar movie called Welcome, Portraits of America, which is being shown in the international arrivals areas of U.S. airports.
Who could possibly replace Karen Hughes? How about James Glassman, a conservative columnist, American Enterprise Institute fellow, and author of the not-so-accurate book, Dow 36,000. President Bush will nominate Glassman to be the next Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy. Glassman now heads the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees U.S.-funded international broadcasts, like Voice of America. Glassman was the founder and longtime host of Tech Central Station. Tech Central Station has been called journal lobbying because it runs articles and opinions friendly to its corporate sponsors.
Why did President Bush's statements about Iran's nuclear weapons program suddenly become more vague back in early August? Reporters and bloggers think it may be because that's when he was told about the U.S. National Intelligence Estimate, which concluded that Iran's nuclear weapons program ended in 2003. Bush stopped making explicit claims about an active weapons program, instead accusing Iran of seeking knowledge and, quote, technology that could lead to nuclear weapons, end quote. The new wording still sounds ominous, without making claims that could later be proved false. The U.S. intelligence report on Iran also caused CNN to pull a program titled, We Were Warned, Iran Goes Nuclear. The show was scheduled to air on December 12th. It featured Christine Todd Whitman and other former officials who acted out a scenario set a few years in the future, where the U.S. government receives news that Iran has nuclear weapons.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Faken, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned James Glassman and the website Tech Central Station. Until last year, Tech Central Station was published by the DCI Group. DCI is a Republican lobbying firm. In 2002, Burma's military regime paid DCI nearly $350,000 to improve Burma's image among U.S. policymakers. Thanks to the firm's Bush administration contacts, DCI nearly succeeded in having U.S. sanctions against Burma lifted. So, there are just 3 steps between the next head of U.S. public diplomacy and a military regime that imprisons Nobel laureates, beats Buddhist monks, and kills peaceful protesters.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.